Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, May 23rd. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 24 years ago, today in 2000, American rapper Eminem released the Marshall Mathers LP, which became the fastest-selling album in the history of rap. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the Surf Report. Expect fun to medium-sized southwest swell to ease Thursday into the back half of the week. South County San Diego stays a notch bigger with more chest-to-shoulder-high surf at many breaks, as better exposures reach head-high and standout focal points go up to 1 to 2 feet overhead on sets. Northwest windswell perks up Thursday and Friday for a peakier mix. A coastal eddy is due to spin up, bringing morning south wind, strongest on Thursday in South County, San Diego. Thursday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking pretty ugly out there at 3+ feet until 7 p.m. Might be able to sneak in a sunset session when the choppy chop eases up. Best time to ride is at 7 p.m. with a 4.5-foot incoming tide when the southwest swell is 2 feet at 15 seconds and the onshore wind is 9 mile per hour. The first high tide Thursday will be 4 feet at 10:30 a.m. with a 2-foot low tide just after 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the Encinitas area. This morning it's cloudy and feels like 59 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:46 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:44. It looks like we're in for a cloudy morning and gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 63, wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, cloudy with a low around 60. Looking ahead in the weather. Friday and Saturday will be mostly cloudy with highs in the low 60s. Patchy drizzle is possible Friday night and Saturday morning. Sunday and Memorial Day will be mostly cloudy with highs in the low to mid 60s. Memorial Day will gradually become sunny. Next week starts mostly cloudy on Tuesday, then gradually becomes sunny with a high near 65. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Belly Up Tavern in Solana Beach is celebrating its 50th anniversary with 50 concerts between July 3rd and September 30th. The 600-person venue has hosted legends like the Rolling Stones, Lady Gaga, and Willie Nelson. This summer's lineup includes the Wallflowers, Steel Pulse, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, and local favorites like the Beat Farmers. Tickets go on sale Thursday with additional acts to be announced. The celebration highlights the club's rich musical history and enduring community support. Now on to sports. The NCAA Board of Governors has voted to accept settlement terms in the House versus NCAA antitrust cases, joining the Big 12, ACC, and Big 10 conferences in moving towards a historic shift in college sports. The settlement involves over $2.7 billion in back damages for former athletes and a new revenue-sharing system, allowing schools to pay athletes approximately $20 million annually starting in 2025. This decision marks a significant move away from the traditional model of unpaid amateurism, potentially avoiding over $4 billion in trial damages. Further details and approvals are expected in the coming months. Last night in local sports, the Padres on the road beat the Reds 7-3. And tonight, they play the final game of this series with Cincinnati. Xander Bogaerts is out indefinitely with a fractured left shoulder suffered while diving for a ground ball. In his second year of an 11-year, $280 million contract, Bogaerts has struggled with a .219 batting average this season. Awaiting CT scan results, he is expected to miss several months. The Padres have placed him on the 10-day injured list and called up veteran David Peralta. With various options, including Luis Arraez and Donovan Solano, the team will need to creatively manage their lineup during Bogaerts' absence. In top news, South Korea has announced a $19 billion support package for its semiconductor industry. President Yoon Suk-yeol detailed plans for a 17 trillion won financial support program through the Korea Development Bank for large-scale investments and a 1 trillion won fund for equipment makers and fabless companies. The initiative aims to boost South Korea's competitiveness in the non-memory chip sector. South Korea, home to top memory chip makers Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix, is also developing a mega chip cluster in Yongin to attract more companies and talent. In business news, Blackstone plans to grant shares to employees of its portfolio companies, starting with Copeland, a climate tech company it bought for $14 billion. The initiative, to be announced at an upcoming conference, mirrors similar moves by private equity firms like KKR and Apollo. These companies began awarding shares to its industrial business employees in 2011 and expanded the program to all U.S.-based portfolio companies. This initiative aims to reduce income inequality and promote shared ownership as part of a broader industry effort to address criticisms over massive profits. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under 70,000. Ethereum is 3,800. And Solana is $178. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Elon Musk's social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, will soon remove public likes from users' profiles. Announced by X's director of engineering, Haofei Wang, this change aims to make likes private, preventing users from seeing which posts others have liked. The number of likes on posts will still be visible, but users won't be able to browse others' liked content. This move is intended to encourage more genuine engagement by removing the fear of backlash for liking controversial posts. The change is expected to improve the platform's content recommendation algorithm. And in entertainment news, Marvel is set to resurrect Vision in a new Disney Plus series, with Paul Bettany reprising his role and Terry Metalas as showrunner. The series, slated for a 2026 premiere, follows Vision's storyline from WandaVision, where his physical body was revived with restored memories. This will be Marvel's second spin-off from WandaVision, following Agatha All Along, starring Katherine Hahn, premiering in September. Other upcoming Marvel series include Daredevil Born Again, Ironheart, Eyes of Wakanda, Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, and Noir, starring Nicolas Cage, on Amazon Prime Video. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from Irish novelist Samuel Beckett. He said, "Ever tried, ever failed, no matter. Try again. Fail again. Fail better." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.